Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. By now, most people are aware of 3D printing, but what most people are apparently confused about is who actually invented it. While our next guest is mostly known as the father of modern kayaking, he is, in fact, also the owner of the first patent for 3D printing. Bill Masters is a kayaker, inventor, and entrepreneur, and he joins us by phone now from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Bill, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. It's a pleasure to be here.
So tell us all about your background first. Was it the 3D printing thing or kayaking that first you became known for?
Well, kayaking got me through Clemson University. Coming out of Clemson, I'd had a degree in electrical engineering, and I was one of two people to be invited out to interview with National Semiconductor out in San Jose in 1974. And while I was out there, I saw a product they were working on that was an inkjet printer. And that inkjet printer used a wax base. And that I stored in my repertoire of, okay, hey, that's really neat. Then on a kayaking trip in maybe 1976, a couple of years after going out there and knowing that, there was one of those discussions, you know, when you're in your mid-20s and you're kayakers and you're sleeping on the side of the river under the stars. It was, okay, why can't I put all those stars together? That's when I started putting the idea of the printer, and meaning that it shoots out drops like stars and sticking them together. Also, with the degree in electrical engineering, I studied computers right when computers were really starting. We actually studied binary code. Then as the computer started advancing in the late 70s, all this kind of came together. And one day I was with my patent attorney, and I said, Court, I got this idea. What if you could take those stars and put them together? And he said, well, how are you going to do it, Bill? And I said, well, I got to have a seed point to start with. I got to have one star, and I got to stick everything to that star. It's kind of like throwing spitballs when I was in grammar school, and we all had a big laugh. And so Court took that, and he was at the patent office one day, and he did research on it, and he came back, and he said, Bill, there is nothing that even remotely resembles what you're talking about in the patent files. So from there, about 1980, I guess, started working on developing a patent for it. And so by 83, we got the first patent filed, and we beat everyone, even some people in France that were pretty advanced at the time. Didn't know I was first for a long, long time. I raised money on that patent in early 90s through Palmetto Seed Capital. And that was the early venture fund by the state, by Carol Campbell. And then from there, we parlayed that into $15 million to develop that technology, and unfortunately ran out of money, and the computer technology couldn't keep up with where the CEO at the time wanted to go, and so it went belly up.
And so did a big technology company end up purchasing your patent?
No. After Palmetto Seed Capital came in, and then VCs came in, and then in the middle of that, I didn't have strong legal representation. I lost control of it. One of the stockholders said, shut down, shut up. You have $4 million net worth. And I had a kayak company that was screaming. At the time, the kayak company was doubling about every 2 years. And at that point, we were making tens of thousands of kayaks. So I sat down, shut up, and they kept investing money. And then when it went belly up, they just put the stuff in a warehouse and left the patents to lay there, died. Once they died, then the industry picked it up. Around 2003, 2005, the last of my patents expired.
And so when you see 3D printing in actuality now, do you feel a little bit of satisfaction?
Well, of course, and I would like for people to know that that was invented in South Carolina. And now 3D Systems, which was Chuck Hall, and Chuck did a great job. He was the guy that brought 3D printing into the mainstream, and then he's considered by many the father of 3D printing. I just had the first patent. But he worked in it because he was in California, and in California, they didn't think he was crazy. They gave him more money, and they listened to him. And now, 3D Systems is in Rock Hill.
Well, Bill, what projects are you working on now?
I have just finished the invention for a gun safety device that will completely neuter a gun from being shot, and it costs about a dime. All manufacturers should sell guns with it, and anybody that's got a gun that's not the one you're going to think you might defend yourself with or something should have this device in it. Just got two patents on that. And there's probably a half a dozen more that I would just bore you with.
You don't sound like a boring guy at all. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks a lot, Mike.
Bill Masters is a kayaker, inventor, entrepreneur, the owner of the first patent for 3D printing, and he joined us by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. We will have a link to Bill posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and connect with us with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.